Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Yesterday, we began a message I've entitled A Pilgrim's Testimony, and we began looking at Psalm 84. And let me share those first three verses with you again. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. And we have been looking at this not only as an historical testimony of a pilgrim who was going to worship at Jerusalem, but more importantly, as the spiritual significance for us today. There's an expression of a spiritual passion for God's house, as well as for God Himself. And in that third verse I shared with you, it talked about birds that we find in the sanctuary of God. Sparrows are mentioned, swallows are mentioned, and in biblical time, they were generally considered unimportant, worthless creatures. In fact, even today, they're a very common bird, and we don't think much about them. They obviously are in need of certain things like shelter and food. And as I had mentioned yesterday, it was a custom among nations of the biblical times that birds who set up their nests, even though they were very numerous, if they built their nests on temples or within the limits of them, they were not allowed to be driven away or killed. So they were definitely uninvited guests. They may have been a nuisance, but they were allowed. And this is a beautiful expression of the Lord's concern for the least of His creatures. And of course, it brings to mind the scripture wherein Jesus is quoted as saying in Luke 12, 6 and 7, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." And so, going now to moving on from this little bit of an introduction, what did the birds find for themselves? They actually found a place of safety, a home, a comfortable, suitable, and permanent abode. They found a house. That's what the sparrow did. And the swallow found a place where she could build her nest. Now, let me share some things I found about the sparrow in a Bible dictionary. And they were basically considered worthless. The very bird referred to may have been the English tree sparrow. They were very common, and they can be seen in numbers on Mount Olivet and also about the Mosque of Omar. And it is perhaps the exact species referred to in this psalm, Psalm 84:3. There's a quote from a Dr. Thompson who references the sparrow of Palestine, and I'm going to share his quote. He says, "They are a tame, troublesome, and impertinent generation, and nestle just where you don't want them. They stop up your stove and water pipes with rubbish. They build in the windows and under the beams of the roof, and would stuff your hat full of stubble in half a day if they found it hanging in a place that exactly suited them." Well, I won't suggest a comparison to us. I refer to us as troublesome and impertinent. Sometimes I wonder how the Lord puts up with all of us, but in his great love, he does. Well, now let's take a little bit of a look at the swallow. There are many species that occur in Palestine, and they are noted for their swiftness of flight, a mournful, garrulous song, regular migrations, and restless in nature. They're very graceful in flight. And that makes me think of a time years ago when I went to the Grand Canyon National Monument. This was a little bit west of the North Rim. And at that point in time, this might have been in the late 60s, that it was not very popular. Very few people were there, and I rode, I think, 50 miles on this dirt road, and there was only a ranger and his son, and he recommended me not stay because he was going to be leaving shortly. And I thought that's probably a good idea in case I sprained an ankle or something like that. But the short time I was there, I remember looking into the beauty of the canyon. You can actually look right down into it, and there were birds. They were swallows, and they were the most amazing things. They dive bombed. They did aerobatics. I thought they were showing off just for my benefit. It was beautiful to watch them. So they were absolutely so gifted and amazing in their dives and swoops and twirls and flight. And so, indeed, they were certainly very graceful, and they were very swift, but also I found that the comments were that they were somewhat restless, and perhaps in personality they weren't very sanctified, if I could apply that to a bird. I remember there were some swallows that had a nest just outside my home in Tracy, and I had a cat by the name of Casper. And I declare, he was in mortal danger when he went out the front door, because they would dive bomb him. They squawked at him. They complained. They just had a fit when he showed his face. I hesitate to make a comparison between these birds and us, but I think I've said enough that you can draw some conclusions. And you're saying, why are you making this detour about birds? Well, let me just say, if God can find a house, a place of safety and security for the most worthless of birds, if he can find a nest and a home for the most restless of birds, like the swallows, what confidence this should give us. You know, we love our homes, don't we? No matter how humble they may be. It could only be a room that you're renting in a house, as I've done in my early years. Whether you rent, whether you own, it's your place. So the concept of a house or a nest conveys not only a place of security, a place that is designated for you. It's a shelter from the storm, a covert from the elements. It is a place to hide from evil, from disaster. It's a protection in general. I'm making analogy. It's protection from all that can harm. Isn't that right? It's a place of refuge. But it's also a place to rest, to nestle, to snuggle, to joy in. No matter how humble the place, when you get home, if you've had a hard day, you can kick off your shoes, you can get in comfortable clothes, you can sit down in a comfortable easy chair or whatever you have and just relax and be yourself. And that's the picture the Lord wants to paint for us. The birds looked for a home, and even though they were so insignificant, nobody cared much for them, they found it, because their Creator was mindful for their needs. And beloved, when we're looking for an answer to life's problems, for a place of rest and peace from the turmoil of the world, the unrest, the trials, the issues, the evil that is present today, the world cannot give rest and peace. But beloved, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Anyone who has found Jesus, we can find that rest from the storm in Jesus. We have found our divine refuge because he showed us the way. We love him because he first loved us. And so the birds not only look for home and they found it, they appropriated it as their home. Remember what I shared about the swallows and my cat? They did not want any intruders anywhere near it. They found it, they occupied it without question, and they enjoyed it. It was theirs. It was safety. It was rest. It was, you know, where it was tucked in under my roof. I mean, they didn't get wet. It was out of the reach of anything. Really, no cat could climb up there. And so they were protected, and it was theirs, and they were going to defend it. And they dive bombed anyone or anything that came too near it. It was a place of safety, of rest, and abode. And for all of us, home, no matter how simple it is, even if it's just one room, and I've been in a place where I've just had one room before I was married, there's delight in having our needs met. And also, there's a nearness and fellowship with our own kind. That was true for the birds, right? And as believers in Jesus, we find the very same things in the house of God, in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. But also, just as the birds, we find reconciliation and fellowship with God. As they do, God was their provider, but we also find fellowship in the assembly of the saints. That's why it's important that we don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Well, my time has just flown in. I must bring this broadcast to a close, and we'll pick up here tomorrow at this same time. If you're listening on air, or if you miss a broadcast or want to re-listen, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for your listening convenience. And as always, if you have prayer needs, I want you to know this has been a ministry of prayer and correspondence since its inception in 1965 with my late husband, Neil Glass. And of course, we've been on daily radio all that time as well. So if you have needs and you just need someone to share them with, and you don't even have to be specific, or you just can say it's an unspoken request, I promise you I will pray. And if you include your mailing address, I'll send back a personal letter. And over the years, so many people have been blessed by the ministry of correspondence. I love you and pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.